Read salawat duruni. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب لا تخزني يوم يبعثون يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Firstly, the importance of sunnah, and which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali taught us that we should always make muzakara, discuss a sunnah so that the sunnahs can become alive in our lives. And one aspect of the importance of sunnah, Hazrat himself has explained in this beautiful poem, which Allah in His kindness has made famous in the whole world. Naqsh qadam nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. Naqsh qadam nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste, Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. Meaning of which is Naqsh-e Qadam, following in the footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is following according to his sunnat. This is Hai Jannat ke Raaste, is the road to Jannat. Like from here, Port Elizabeth, if we take the road showing Cape Town, we'll come out in Cape Town. We take the road that shows towards Queenstown and that side, we'll come out that side. So the same way a person in his life who follows sunnat will see he will come out in Jannat. But Jannat is still far. We have to live our whole lives. The lives of the Qabr, how long? And that is a worry which we should have. People are for 1,000 years, more than that in their Qabr. And how, depending on the short while of this dunya, is that life. And the Qabr's life, which is also so long, compared to the day of Qiyamah, it's a short life. The day of Qiyamah is such a long day. كَانَ مِقَدَارُهُ 50,000 years long. But that is also a short day compared to the eternal and everlasting life of Jannat, which may Allah grant us all and all the Muslims of the world and all the people. Allah grant all Iman, Jinn and man and all, and we get Jannat. Otherwise, and if a person is sent to Jahannam and is sent forever, Allah save us all. Everyone Allah Ta'ala saves. So on the short life of this dunya will depend that life there in the Qabr also. So we have to try and make this life. So to get that, one simple way is to follow the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the most ideal and the most perfect way of life. There is nothing which can in any way be superior than the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we should follow it for not really for the benefits of it, worldly benefits, that's also fine. And even the sawab of it, that's also fine. But in the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that Allah loves his Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri rahmatullah alayhi used to explain, one sunnah, one practice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with his finger he just split the moon into. And he says, when we in At-Tahiyyat say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, you don't know what is the power of that. This is a different thing, that Allah doesn't show his power all the time like that. Governments, they have a certain day when they show all the military aircrafts and what things they've got, they make a display of it. But not every day when it is time for war they show otherwise. So Allah, every sunnah has got great, but for the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we should give preference to his way. It is said the Sahaba used to say, أَتْرُكُ السُنَّةَ حَبِيبِ لِهَاُلَىٰ الْحُمَقَىٰ. Must I give up the sunnah of my beloved for these stupid people? So we should avoid all the ways of the other people. وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. We shouldn't even have a slight inclination to the other people's ways of life in each and everything. From our morning till our night, from our birth to our death, from the front door of our house to the back door, we should try slowly. If a person can do it immediately, mashallah. But otherwise, slowly try and bring the sunnats into everything of our lives. So, naqsh qadam nabi ke hai, jannat ke raaste. Allah se milate hai, sunnat ke raaste. And a person also gets immediate connection with Allah if he follows the sunnat. To reach jannat, which is the creation of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is the creator. And Jannat we all desire and we should desire and we should make dua for it also. Though we are not fit for it. But we should make dua and beg Allah Ta'ala for Jannat. But Allah has got the power that He could have made Jannat 2 billion times more beautiful than what it is. Allah had the power to make 2 billion other Jannats also. So, but Allah Himself is one. There is no second Allah. It is only Allah. And yet there is no long wait to reach Allah Ta'ala. You just start following sunnahs. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah will love you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And Allah will forgive your sins by following the sunnahs. So the sunnahs are very, very important. So in the light of that, one great sunnah which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. Those who are not thankful to mankind won't be able to be thankful to Allah. So first we want to express our gratitude and our appreciation to all the brothers of Port Elizabeth, Maulana Salman, Hafiz Abdullah and all the other brothers. So how much you people have put in for this effort, may Allah reward you. We cannot. And one beautiful dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma at'im man at'amani. Oh Allah, feed them who have fed us. Our Shaykh, Jazahumullah khair, has taught us so beautifully that the dua after eating. And this is how many meals you people have given us. We were always looking for the satis to tell them, give them duas, but they were so busy in khidmat. And personally they were involved in khidmat also. That is also a very, very great ibadah to be personally involved. Anyway, this dua is, Oh Allah, feed them who have fed us. That's a face value. But Hazrat explained it, you fed us. You gave us food to eat. You had it prepared in the house by the cooks, whoever it was, and you gave us to eat. And in return, the dua is, may Allah feed you. Who can make a da'wat to them like Allah's da'wat? Who can give you food which Allah will give you? Yeah, we know, you go to a poor man's house, you expect food like that. You go to a rich man's house, you'll expect food like that. You go to Allah, and He's going to feed you. Allahu Akbar. Wasqi man saqana, and give them to drink who have given us to drink. People gave us all types of things to drink also. Halal, permissible, otherwise drinks, somebody else will think drinks are something else. Halal, jais, drinks you people gave us to have. In return, may Allah give you to drink. And which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained, the drinks, the best drink on the surface of the earth, Zamzam. Which means again in return, as beautifully put out in this poem, that Allah return us back to Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif over and over, and you drink Zamzam from the well. How fortunate from there, fresh Zamzam from the well you get to drink there. May Allah take you people also, all who made khidmat, over and over. And for that you don't have to have a passport really. You don't have to have a ticket, currency, anything. If Allah decrees it, nobody can stop you. Allah will make all the means for it also. So don't look within our means. We are short-sighted. Allah, look at the power and the qudrat of Allah. So this beautiful dua, and then in the year after, on the terrible day of Qiyamah, may Allah give you people and your barakat for us all also, the wonderful drink of Kawthar from the hands of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. What a dua. You people fed us, Allah is going to feed you. You're going to get Zamzam, go over for Hajj Umrah and Ziyarat, and you go for, you get Kawthar on the day of Qiyamah. And the other dua, Allahumma barik lahum fima razaqtuhum. Give them barakat in their rizq. Well, that is really, barakat and kathrat are two opposite things. We normally take barakat to be kathrat, that plentiful, that you have a lot. Now, barakat you can have a little, but all your needs are satisfied. Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah Alayhi, at one time a person, so much in those days was gold coins, not notes like ours, or not one check, or not you just swipe a card and money gets transferred or whatever. People had to carry gold. It was so much he brought, he couldn't carry it himself. He had to bring his servant, his khadim, to carry it. And he gave it to Hazrat. Hazrat said, I don't need this. I get 7 rupees. At 7 rupees, well, it's a long time. That time money had more value. But a very meager amount. He says, I use so much for myself, for my family, and I save so much. I don't need it. He said, Hazrat, you can give it to the students of the Darul Ulum. He said, why are you giving me the burden? You go and give it yourself to them. So that little, but so much barakat. And today we are really, really living by the barakat of these buzurgs, that we have got our right beliefs and we are on the right track. It's by the barakat of these buzurgs. So Allah will give lot of barakat also. So Allah Ta'ala, give barakat. Allahumma barik lahum fima razaqtum, give barakat. It just says somebody was explaining on the way that one person earning so much, everything of his pay, but still he's short. And today time we are short of all, barakat is gone. When there was barakat, then Allah Ta'ala, how? So may Allah give barakat. Allahumma barik lahum fima razaqtuhum waghfir lahum. We are all human beings, we have got our shortcomings, we do make mistakes. By the barakat of looking after all the guests here, may Allah Ta'ala forgive all the sins. And in your barakat, may Allah forgive our sins also. Warhamhum, and shower your mercies upon them. And when Allah's mercies come down, what to say? And this is for all the people who were serving, who cooked, who contributed, and whoever, the ladies at home who worked, everyone in whichever way. It's impossible to enumerate all and to know all. Whoever has done in any way, a person who just saw with good intentions, mashallah, for that person also, for everyone, a person who gave good constructive mashura also, though it was against everyone else, but he, out of sincerity, he gave some mashura, everyone is included. And in the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, our Shaykh explains 2 interpretations of the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. One is, Allama Alusi in Ruhul Ma'ani, he says, Warhamhum, O Allah, you shower your mercies upon them. Hey, tafadwal alayna bifununil ala. O Allah, send your fazal. Fazal is what we call bansela, which you don't deserve. They just gave it to your gift, bonus, extra. O Allah, various ways of your kindness shower it down upon us. Ma'a istihqaqina bi'afaninil iqam. Though we are actually worthy of your worst punishment, our actions are such, we are so disobedient, so unthankful to Allah, so unmindful of Allah, How many times some thought comes of kufr in our mind? Maybe sometimes some words of kufr also we speak, and in today's environment it is so dangerous. But oh Allah, in spite of all that, you shower your mercies upon us. And the rahmat which Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayh used to explain, that faraghi ma'ishat, may Allah give you a lot in your food, in your life, etc. Faraghi ma'ishat, tawfiq ta'at, and may Allah give you the tawfiq to be obedient to Allah Ta'ala. That is, in this dunya, your both things are there, tawfiq ta'at and faraghi ma'ishat. You are obedient servant of Allah. Allah is pleased with you. He gives you abundance in this dunya also. And akhirat, bila hisab maghfirat. No hisab kitab. You just go through the green light, you go into Jannah. No. Otherwise, a person who will be taken to task on the day of Qiyamah, he won't pass. Who can pass there? Allah who knows. Allah knows us more better than what we know ourselves. Allah Ta'ala says He knows what is the serious secrets of your heart. Wama akhfa. Those things which you don't know. And why you are saying this, you are trying to just butter up this person. You are thinking, I'm being thankful to him. But actually you are saying, so next time you must again repeat it. Which you don't know yourself also. Somebody brings a present for you from Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. You are telling him, Jazakallah, you phoning him, everything. But what's in your mind? That next time he goes, he mustn't forget again. Or somebody sends you a gift. You say, it's only right, you must show appreciation. But you don't know yourself inside is that you must keep on sending. Don't stop here. So Allah Ta'ala knows the deep, what is deep in our, which we don't know about ourselves. Therefore, we must be always conscious this nafs of ours is such an enemy. And such a subtle enemy, you don't recognize him, what he is doing to you. So we must ask protection from Allah Ta'ala for this qaid and the planings or evil planings of the nafs, what it does to us. Bila hisab maghfirat, dukhul jannat. Go, enter into Jannah. May Allah bless us and everyone who have made khidmat in whichever way. And may Allah Ta'ala keep deen alive and all the efforts of deen. MashaAllah, 2 weeks ago we had the Tablighi Ijtima. Now we have this Jalsa. And all the time the majalis that take place, etc. And may Allah accept all the brothers' efforts in the various places. Wherever effort is taking place, and the main object must be for our own islah, we are doing it. We are doing it for our own islah. And all the efforts and yeah also, in that line also, mashallah, all the effort that was done in the whole, almost the whole Eastern Cape, everywhere, and the fikr and the concern of this year, may Allah Ta'ala let it bear fruit. May Allah Ta'ala always make our efforts easy. May Allah make them very beneficial and fruitful, and may Allah fully accept them also. And Allah is most kind. When a person does anything with sincerity, and he reads the du'as, which when finishing an amal, etc., Allah appoints an angel that he must correct that amal. There was deficiency in the niyat, the amal, our salat, we know that where our minds float away to. Somehow we manage to get them again, without you realizing. Next you're gone, you are far away. You're gone back in time, you are gone far in the world, you're gone forward in time. Oh, I'm yet still in namaz. Then you bring yourself, somehow you bring yourself, again you're gone. Before you know what your namaz is finished, and you are not with Allah Ta'ala. But Allah is that Kareem Zaat that He will accept. We must make dua, Allah Ta'ala accepts. So all the efforts, and we must call them our broken efforts. And Allah Ta'ala in His mercy, may He accept them and give the correct fruit. Also one thing very important, that what work we have to do, let us get busy with our work. Let us not fall into controversies. Let us not fall into unnecessary discussions, arguments, etc. That what should we be doing, what should we not be doing, etc. Today this is a common thing, and this is also Shaitan's trick to keep us away from doing work. Even the enemies he uses, and he uses us from amongst ourselves also. That they bring some problem, now everyone discussing it. Not one person making dua for that problem. We just discuss it today also. May Allah give me and us all tawfiq that we get news somebody is ill, we get news somebody has passed away, we just take it as a news item. But really it should be, make dua for that person, Allah give shifa. Allah give him shifa, Allah give shifa to all the sick people. Daily we should make dua for all the sick people also. Allah give them shifa. Somebody has passed away, Allah forgive him. Allah elevate his status. Allah give those who have stayed behind sabr. Allah sort out all their needs and make them independent. Duas we should make. More than that, minimum, 3 times, Qul Hu Allah Sharif. And pass the thawab to them. Or Yasin Sharif if we have, or whenever we make tilawat, then pass the sawab to our marhumin. We read our wazaif daily, our ma'amulats, pass the sawab to the marhumin. To everyone we can pass. Living also, and those who have passed away, and those who are still going to come. Till the day of Qiyamah we say, oh Allah, the whole ummah that is going to come, pass the sawab. And our elders, our great, great pious elders, they say it is our, we feel that Allah won't divide and give. Allah will give each one that full amount. And your full amount will remain by you also. And in fact, how many people you gave to Allah will give you so much. So may Allah, that also keep it in mind always that we pass the sawabs also, make dua also, and we make our efforts and we make dua for hidayat for all of mankind and jinn also. That Allah give us all those aqaid and that beliefs, iman and Islam. Yaqeen and a'mal, which Allah wants from us. And which is acceptable to Allah. Allah let us live by that, die by that. Raise us up with that, and enter us into Jannatul Firdaus by that. When you ask Allah, ask Him the highest. That is, we are not fit for the lowest also. We are only fit for punishment. But Allah is so kareem. May Allah bless us and accept from everyone. So let us not waste our time in getting into different type of arguments, etc. One time when somebody told Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi about this, he started off his talk and he says that who says we need eyes and we don't need ears? We all need eyes also, we need ears also. Who says we need brains, we don't need a heart? We need that also. Who says we need hands, we don't need legs? We need that also. Everything we need. So all the efforts of deen are necessary. Where we can fit in every effort, if we can fit in every effort, alhamdulillah. Wherever we can fit in, practically, physically, or by your nature, what you fit in where you can. But don't criticize, compliment, make dua, encourage other people for good. All the different types of good which is taking place, whether it is the Darul Ulooms, whether it is the Makatibs, whether it is Tabligh and Dawat, whether it is Khanqa work, whether it is people who are doing social and welfare work, helping the poor and there are so many more things. Whatever, wherever we can fit in, fit in. And make dua for all also. So may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala join our hearts and we compliment. We don't go against one another, but we complement one another's efforts and we all try and move together. The example that came to mind, you have got a cart and if you've got 4 bulls, one is pulling it to the front, one to the right, left and one to the back. That cart is not going to, you're going to break that cart up. They're going to pull it and tear it up into, it will break. But if all 4 in front, and they're pulling it, what speed and how that cart is going to move. So we also, all our efforts, we put it together. We complement one another and we pull this responsibility which Allah Ta'ala has given us of deen, that we bring it there. In our own private lives also, and our public lives also. In our homes also, in our businesses also, with our friends also, in our social gatherings also. And that is an important point that we have to stress a little bit today. Many of our religious gatherings, which were supposed to be, we are making them social gatherings. Just pure social, like a walima, for example, is a great dini institute. And great, great ibadah. It's a great ibadah. But today it's just a social function where the family gets together. So we don't keep in mind the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Today all the videoing and there's perhaps some music also carrying on and all. And qiraat also, but the people are talking and nobody paying attention. Oh, so they ask somebody to give advice, but nobody is interested. Nobody is even looking at him. So it has become a social gathering. Similarly, the Quran Sharif Khatam, especially Hifz Khatam, which is also a great occasion, which Allah Ta'ala says, فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. Be happy and joyous about this. Show your appreciation for this occasion. But that also today has become more just a social gathering. So all these type of things, whether it's aqiqah, whether it's nikah. Nikah also we have changed it. One place, they had a nikah celebration over 3 days. 3 days nikah celebration. At the end of the 3 days, they all had doubts whether the actual nikah was performed or not. Ijab and qabul. For what the whole nikah is all about, now they couldn't, the bride couldn't remember anybody asking her permission, the groom couldn't remember that did nikah take place, nobody could remember, there was so much involved, so that should not happen, not at all. That what our religious values are, let us keep them to our religion and our deen, and those values, let us uphold those values. Do it, Allah has commanded, but do it in the correct way. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. The subject I thought of speaking, we were 3 days in a hospital now, Friday, Jummah, Sabt yesterday, today, Ahad. And usually when a doctor wants to give discharge, he says he'll check up again. So now whether we all are going to be discharged or we have to stay another 3 days, Mauli Salman. Hafiz Abdullah, we may have to stay another 3 days if we have to see. That if we, and even the doctor has to check himself also up, whether he can be discharged or not. And if he says, no, he can't be discharged, we'll have to stay. So like we do, everyone normally today it is that you reach round about the age 40, 45, then you say, I must have a checkup now. People also give advice, now go for a checkup, a proper whole checkup, go to the doctor. One time, one cousin of mine, very long ago, passed away. He was about 50, just over 50. So that other cousins in that area all got very worried that he passed away at a young age, heart attack. Maybe we also have to check ourselves up. So two other friends, cousins, they went to a doctor, famous doctor. And they checked up. He checked them both up. Then he asked who drove the car when they came. So they say, this one brother. So he said he's in a very serious condition. I don't know if he'll make it till tonight also. And he told the other cousin, when you go back, you drive. Don't let him drive. And then he didn't tell him anything. He said, let me drive. Oh, you want to drive, you drive. No problem. Friends, cousins. So he drove. When he dropped him at home, he said, why I drove? The doctor told you not allowed to drive. You are in a very serious condition. You can go anytime. So he got a shock of his life. I'm feeling fine. I don't feel anything whatsoever wrong with me. Spoke to his wife. And the doctor said, you have to come in tomorrow for a bypass. So the wife said, we take a second opinion at least. So phoned another doctor, family doctor. That doctor checked up. He said, I don't see anything. But go to this more experienced doctor. He went to him. He also said, I don't see anything. So he said, I'm not going. When he told me this many years later, he said, since then the doctor has passed away. I'm still living there. I'm still all right. So we have to check up ourselves. Doctor have to check himself also. Are we right or are we not right? So when a person comes around about 40, 45, family also say, go for a checkup. Maybe something which you don't know, especially maybe some arteries are blocked or something like that. Whatever it might be, you must go for a checkup. So we also have to have a checkup now. We took treatment, now we do a checkup. And one important thing which commonly people do checkup is ECG and all that. And before that, the doctor will say, you have a lipogram done. 5 aspects of the heart, they check up your cholesterol, your bad fats, your good fats, etc., everything. And today doctors say, just cholesterol alone you check is not enough. You have to check all the other things also. And you have to see that how you are. If you're all right, alhamdulillah, you carry on. If not, you have to make some adjustments. Perhaps medication also you have to take. Perhaps you have to just make some, start walking more. Perhaps you have to, your diet you have to watch, whatever it might be, your lifestyle, and that will be sufficient. So, Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, from the great, great works of Allama Alusi in Ruhul Maani, has shown us also a spiritual lipogram for our heart. five tests that we have to go through. And this is for each one. As we discuss them, each one of us, we give ourselves marks. Out of 10, out of 100, whatever, and it will be to us. Because Qiyamah's day also, Allah will say, اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. You read your own report. You know what your story is. You'll see yourself. And fortunate is that person that Allah inspires him in this dunya, read your report. From the time we became baligh, what and what we did, turn the pages back. And how many gunas we made, we didn't make tawbah. How many gunas we didn't take them as gunas also. Backbiting, looking to lustful gazes at other women. Worse gunas than that also. How many sins we committed. And we never made tawbah of those. And just sweeping it under the carpet doesn't mean it's gone. It's still there. We have to make tawbah. But don't go to such an extent also that you become despondent, you get depressed, etc. Remember, and make shukr if Allah Ta'ala told you, inspired you in this world, that look at your past life, and you make tawbah, then Allahu Akbar. Wa'afu anna, the meaning of that is, umhu athar dhunubin, oh Allah, wipe out all the evidence of our gunas. And why did Allah teach us? Because He wants to do it, He just wants you to make the application. So we make that dua. وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا بِسَتْرِ الْقَبِيحِ وَإِذْهَارِ الْجَمِيلِ. All my bad history, oh Allah, you bury deep down where nobody knows about it. And all whatever little good outwardly I did, you make it known. So just see how kind is not Allah, that He wants us to be like that, like good for, and that also do it, not for my praises, for the sake of deed. Like when we speak of the great achievements of our buzurgs, we get inspired. We get a lot of inspiration from there and we try and move forward. And also it helps us to cut us down to size. Like that a person hardly does anything and he thinks, I'm doing the greatest work in the world. Most ibadat. I got the best akhlaq. But when he comes to realize other people, then he realizes that I'm absolutely nothing whatsoever. So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Quarter to Isa Zan. So, five tests that we will do briefly. Well, the first test is, before that, just to translate the ayat, that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Khalilullah, the great friend of Allah Ta'ala, he is making dua. So we should think how much we have to worry. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's dua, Allah quoted it in the Quran Sharif to inspire us. That Rabbi la tukhzini yawma yub'athun. Oh Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, when you will gather all the people, then don't humiliate and disgrace me. How we have to be worried. Yeah, we do many things which nobody knows about. But Qiyamah's day will be the big screen. Long time ago we learned, I don't know, now things, our examples are also gone obsolete. The examples we give, they don't carry any weight also today. Now everything is different. Everything is digital. When one person explained digital very nice, Dajjal Tal is the language of Dajjal. Tal, Afrikaans language. So digital Dajjal Tal. All today is a new everything. So before we should give example of checks, our youngsters won't know what is a check also. We give example of a pen. Now it's just all the fingers all the time. Pen also doesn't work anymore. So anyway, so Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is making this dua which we have to be concerned. He's saying, Ya Allah, don't humiliate me on the day of Qiyamah. And he will be the first person to be given clothes to wear. And Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam, when people won't have clothes on Qiyamah's day, looking at what he said, the situation will be so tense, nobody will think of even looking at anyone. A person who makes tawaf, and little bit he's got concentration, he doesn't know that there's a woman here, a woman in front or anything. But a person who got no concentration, he's problems. But he doesn't know at all. So the day, how we can imagine how tense that day will be. That today we know what evil is happening, people going onto the cell phone, onto the whatever iPad or laptop, whatever, what evil they are doing. But Qiyamah's day, nobody will be able to, will look at even one another. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam will be the first one to be clothed. Because they stripped him of his clothes when they threw him. So Allah will give him that honor on that day. So anyway, that will be a day that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, La tukhzini yawma yub'athun. Yawma la yanfa'u manu wa la banun. It will be a day when your maal, your wealth is not going to help you at all. No matter how wealthy. Today you say, have it done, don't worry, I'll sort it out. There, on that day, your wealth is not going to sort out anything whatsoever. Then just book the ticket, it doesn't matter. Book the best hotel. Book the whatever, you just book it, no problem. There it's not going to be like that. Wala banoon, your children are not going to help you. Your family is not going to stand by you. Yeah, you have a problem, your family stands by you. And they help you out. But that day, no family is going to stand from you. In fact, every day, everyone, yawma yafirul mar'u min akhi wa ummihi wa abi, everyone will be running away from one another. Illa man atallaha biqalbin salim. But only that person who comes to Allah Ta'ala with a sound heart, with a good heart, a healthy spiritual heart. That is what we have to go. And so we have to see whether our hearts have become spiritually good or not. Are they good or not? Everyone test ourselves on the five tests, which is the tafsir of this ayat, that have I got a good heart or not? The first test is, الَّذِي يُنْفِقُ مَا لَهُ فِي الْبِرِ. That person who spends his wealth in good causes. That person's heart is good. One of the five tests. Now each one give ourselves marks. Am I spending? Am I first of all spending, or am I so stingy that I don't spend at all? If I'm spending, am I spending on the wrong things or the right things? If I'm spending, am I spending in extravagance? I can do with a thing which is worth 200 rand, but I'm spending 500 rand. Just for nothing extra I'm spending. And where I don't have to spend, where I mustn't spend, am I spending there in the wrong places or what? And if am I spending in good causes? I spend on my parents, I spend on my family, I spend for the masjid, for the madrasa, for all good causes, widows, orphans, any good cause of deen. Am I spending some money? Each one of us, see, am I spending some money? And whether we are, and here also don't see the amount I'm giving. See the percentage I'm giving. A rich man, he's got 50 million, and he gives 5,000, it's a small percentage. And a poor man who's earning 15,000, or 10,000, and he gives 5 rand, 50 rand, it's a big amount. So everyone, percentage-wise, see what we are giving in the path of Allah. Zakat is compulsory. That we have to pay. Above, over and above our zakat. Even little bit. And mashallah, many masjids have got their boxes. You are shy to give your 5 rand? Put it in the box there. But and with sincerity, nobody knows you have given. But you have given in the path of Allah. Any person, a beggar, somebody, your heart feels, no, I should give this person, then give that person also. So for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, how much are we spending? That is the first test. And each one, see ourselves. We're not going to send it to Lancet or to anyone else. You yourself, the laboratory is inside you. And you check yourself and see that what's the range. Am I in a safe range or am I in a dangerous range? If I've got stinginess and I'm not spending, and I'm spending in the wrong causes, then, and also as we heard about mu'amalat, is my earning pure and am I spending in a pure place? That also we have to see. So that is the first test. The second test, الَّذِي يُرْشِدُ بَنِيهِ إِلَى الْحَقِّ. Those who guide his children towards the truth. See, am I giving my children Islamic education? Am I giving them spiritual training according to Islam? It's basic things in the house to make salam, to say please, to say jazakallah, before eating bismillah, after eating alhamdulillah, or just a few basic things. Or is it that we've got by our bathroom, make sure you put the cap on the toothpaste again, and you put the washing in the washing basket, the dirty clothes, and make sure you close the taps, and remember, Ammi loves you. All that is in its place. But did we teach them du'as to enter the toilet, du'as when they come out from the toilet? All those things, yeah, Islamic education. Or are we concentrating on secular, dunya's education? And we're not worried of Islamic education. That is the second test. Each one of us think. And mashallah, there are such people who made great sacrifices for their children's Islamic education. Hafiz Ismail, who studied in Karachi. Pirba? No. Anyway, he told me that his father was earning very, very little. For 6 months, he couldn't send him money there. He said, for 6 months, I lived on a cup of tea and 2 biscuits a day. For 6 months. And he carried on with his studies like that, quietly, not letting anyone know. So, but the father, my child must get Islamic education. And his father passed away at a young age. And mashallah, he's engaged in dini ta'aleem all the time. So Allah make it easy for us. So this, our children, or are we just giving preference to secular? Give ourselves marks. The third is, الَّذِي لَا يَكُونُ فِي قَلْبِهِ الْأَقَائِدَ الْبَاطِلَةِ. That person hasn't got false beliefs in his heart. Today, superstition is still a very rife thing amongst us. A lot of superstition we have. We're driving, cat runs across the road. We feel that accident is going to happen. Or a cat is crying a lot at night, meowing the whole night. Tomorrow, that definitely we're going to get a call. Somebody has passed away somewhere. What's the cat's crying got to do? And the cat saw a rat on the other side. It's running across the road for them. Is the cat controlling our life? And the meowing of the cat, is that controlling our life? How many other things? We find something in the yard. Somebody's making jadu on us. And all this is just thoughts, whim. Lot of things. A person with iman won't succumb to the whim. All this, what will be whim? Doubts. All these doubts that we are having for unnecessary things so much. Somebody just looked at you some way. Oh, that person was making jadu on me. Or this or that. So many things. Take the iman. Allah zat. Allah is so strong. And remember, nothing can affect you without the command of Allah and Allah's permission. Everything, we must make our connection with Allah. And make our du'as. And be strong with Allah Ta'ala. So that is the third test. Have we got all these false beliefs? And also false beliefs today, not only superstition. Today we know the Shias, how they are working. The Salafis, how they are working. Qadianis, how they are. Everyone is working. So we must make sure, and especially if our children are going university, high school also, be more careful. Check up on them. Otherwise, we get surprised, and the parents get surprised, that this, your son has not only become a Salafi or something like that, a Shia, but he's propagating it. And while we are quite comfortable in our what we are doing, but what is happening? The fourth thing that we have to check ourselves, الذي لا يكون في قلبه غلبة الشهوات التي تؤدي إلى النار. That we don't have so much of desire, lust, desire for woman, which takes you to haram. You must have desire, fulfill the rights of your wife, you have children. Not that you mustn't have any desire, but so much that takes you to haram, we have to check ourselves. In that is our eyes, our thoughts, our fantasizing, all those things. And then if anything is going further than that, we have to check how many homes are getting broken up, how many children with parents living up poor, living like orphan children with their parents alive. All this we have to check on that also. And the fifth thing that we have to check, and that is the highest stage. May Allah bring us all to that. الَّذِي لَا يَكُونُ فِي قَلْبِهِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. That person, there is nothing in his heart besides Allah. Only Allah is in his heart. Nothing else. He has big business, no problem. Factories you got, farms you got, businesses you got, but they are out of your heart. In your heart there isn't 1 cent. A person might be having only 20 rand, but that 2 rand of his is sitting in his heart. That is very dangerous. Have a 20 million check right by your pocket here near your heart. No problem. You got your credit card, it's here in the top pocket. Or your phone is loaded with money, whatever. But it's out of the heart, no problem. Let nothing be in the heart. And the person who's got that, no matter what harm comes in his life, may Allah protect us all. But it wasn't in his heart, it was outside his heart. His brand new Merc came in an accident. No problem, it wasn't. But if it's in the heart, the smallest little thing, the ear of a cup breaks, and the mother is up in arms with everyone in the house, with the worker in the house, or with the children, they broke the ear of the cup. The whole set now is spoiled. Because that was in the heart. If it is out of the heart, it doesn't matter. So that is the fifth. So briefly again, what are the 5 tests? Firstly, that we spend in the path of Allah. See how much are we, and everyone should be spending in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Secondly, our children, how much are we guiding them, putting them on deen? It doesn't mean we don't give them the necessary dunya's education within the limitations and that. Oh, correctly, we are giving them, but we are preferring the real knowledge of deen, and we bring them up as Muslim children. Not just that by force they are wearing the kurta, but we bring them up that they demand, I want a kurta, I want a topi. We put that, we try and instill that, that no wrong beliefs be in our hearts. And that we don't have excessive lust that takes us to haram. And the fifth thing is that we have only Allah in heart. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho. That my heart becomes just one open piece of land. Tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. There is nothing and nobody in that land of mine, only you, O Allah. Khair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar. I don't have my eyes on anyone else besides you. Tu hi tu, aaye nazar dehu jidar. I only see you, wherever I look, I only see you, O Allah. I see your qudrat, I see your love, I see your kindness, I see your mercy. I'm astounded at you, O Allah. You, I only see you all the time. That is where we have to reach. And for that was our Islahi Jalsa. And now we all see that everyone decide, can I be discharged or do I still need treatment? If we need treatment, we have to stay back. And we have to carry on. And if I can be discharged, alhamdulillah, then we can go. If the mechanic checked up your car, they said, they told me now it's no more mechanic also. Now what is it? Specialist or what? Technician, whatever. No more teacher also. And I said, educator. And no more students also. Everything is changing. Learners now. So anyway, the mechanic, when he finishes the car, he puts it back on the test again. If it's all right, well, you can take it now. If it's not all right, even his own car has to put it, if it's all right. So these are the things, amongst many other things, that we have to strive for and bring into our lives and before mort. If anyone knows when his mort is coming, he can delay it, no problem. But a person who doesn't know, like we had those three friends of ours who were coming from Rustenburg to the Majlis last week or so, and the day before they were in Azadville, there was Quran Sharif recital, Jalsa, and they were there. And how they prepared everything. And here they came, and suddenly, what news comes? Nobody knows. When a heart attack, brain hemorrhage, anything can happen to anyone. It doesn't look at old and young, it doesn't look at female and male, it doesn't look at healthy and unhealthy. So a person who knows when he's going to die, he can still postpone it. But a person who doesn't know, he must prepare. And the least we can do, we make firm intention, inshallah, that I have to work on these lines. For that, as we heard in the Karguzari, different places, and people must also make demand in our area, we want a program. And then the closest by, we will try and speak to them, who have a program there, everywhere. And also, we have to become bay'ah. Very good it is, and you take personal, but try your best to take with those who are near you, in your area. So you can have a more better relationship, and you can benefit much more. So inshallah, we all work in this direction, and prepare ourselves. And that is the purpose of this Islahi Jalsa, and why we get together on all the various places, the various programs we have, and it is all mainly for ourselves. Together, whoever benefits, alhamdulillah, but we should make the niyat for ourselves, inshallah. So, those who wanted to become bayat can come forward now, inshallah. We explain, you understand, inshallah. Some brothers are just renewing, and others are. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد الله عليه فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما وقال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء مع من أحب أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Repeat, O Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, bid'at, innovations, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of akhirah, and from the sin of following my whims and desires and being unmindful of the commandments of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my five times salah with jama'ah in the masjid according to sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan. If zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same. If hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj. O Allah, I enter in the silsila, the chain of the Chishtiyya and Naqshbandiyya and Qadiriyya and Suharwardiyya. O Allah, by the barakah of all the buzurgs of all four silsilas, accept my tawbah and my bay'ah. O Allah, as long as I live, grant me an Islamic Imani life. Just before maut, grant me tawbatan nasuha. Grant my maut on imani kamil, on kalima-i shahadat, wat afiyah, salamati, izza, and rahat. Gather me tomorrow on the day of qiyamah and forever thereafter in Jannah with all the righteous and pious. Bismillah. Accept inshallah. And what to do, that you will speak to Mamana Musa Kaji. He will tell you what you should do and how you should carry on, inshallah.
Sayyidur Rasulim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin wal aqibatu muttaqin. Wassalatu wassalam ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursalin. سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك جزى الله عنا سيدنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم وآله اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم إن مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم إن قلوبنا ونواسينا وجوارحنا بيدك لم تملكنا منها شيئا فإذا فعلت ذلك بنا فكن أنت ولينا واهدنا إلى سواء السبيل اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. اللهم أصل وارحم وتجاوز واغفر واهد لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهد الناس والجان جميعا واجعلنا سببا لذلك. اللهم احفظنا من كل الفتن ما ظهر من عبتن. اللهم قنا من فتنة الدنيا ومن شر فتنة النساء. اللهم انصر المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان وحل المشكلات لجميع المسلمين في جميع العالم. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم ارزقنا شهادة في سبيلك واجعل موتنا في بلد حبيبك. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا. اللهم اشف مرضانا واغفر موتانا. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتوب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم. اللهم انا نسالك من خير ما سالك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وانت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوه الا بالله العلي العظيم. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم واهله. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحان الله.
Also those brothers, mashallah, who have come from far and wide, from all along, from Durban, Joburg, Cape Town, everywhere. May Allah reward everyone, make it very, very beneficial for us all, and fully accept it, inshallah.